This is Moses Moody, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Moody! I got two different texts.
Okay.
From our guy Carter, who left. He's in the car.
Yeah.
Said priest preaching. Film on mic text. Priest preaching. So, wow. Shout out to priest.
What was the thing that he was preaching most about?
Just how they've done Kuminga and what they haven't done for him. Kind of what I've been telling you, but it just hits resonates different for you when you hear from somebody else.
So Priest brought up the nightmare is what if Curry gets hurt? I mean, this is actually, oh boy, I don't even want to get into this, but I almost think.
Well, he shined last time that happened. We don't want that to be the case. Kuminga.
Who?
In the playoffs.
Right, but that's the problem. Like, that's part of the problem. You think Jonathan Kuminga wants to get tapped on the shoulder when Steph gets hurt and says, hey, now it's your time, buddy.
No doubt, right.
I'm more thinking of it this way. Let's say you think Jonathan Kuminga, this is going to sound crazy, but if you don't have Kuminga and Curry gets hurt, that would seem to be like a nonstop ticket to the lottery.
You sure, Steiny?
Without Kuminga?
With Jimmy, obviously no back issue or tailbone issue stepping up.
Have you looked at the West?
Well, I was doing that over the weekend, Steiny. Seriously, I've written some teams down.
Okay.
Well, and there's only a few that haven't gotten better, I believe.
And the Warriors were seventh.
And I got them with a question mark. The Pelicans are going to be better, Steiny. The Spurs, the Rockets.
I know. And are the Warriors better right now than they were at the end of last year?
With the uncertainty, I'm saying no.
Yeah, I would say of course not.
But if you tell me they got old man Horford and D'Anthony, oh boy.
What, oh boy good?
No, just oh boy, I got my popcorn, but I don't get excited when I hear those two names. But you are what you are.
Let's go to our buddy Tim in North Carolina.
Oh, to Timmy.
Tim, how you doing?
What's up, guys? Hey, man, you know what? I actually was going to call and not even mention the name this
uh-oh.
Time. And then,
uh-oh.
Damn, Steiny, your boy, Guru, this Steiny had to go and talk about his worst season of his career.
Oh, yeah, it's Tim.
I'm like, hey, Guru, so... Had he shut it down at the injury? Just shut it down, right? The month of December was the best month of the career, and had he just not even come back, right? Just don't come back. His value would be probably higher than trying to come back on a completely different team and learn an ankle that he had to learn how to trust again, right? Like, the kid cannot win. Just like Priest said, man, it is all about what he doesn't do. And so I just had to, Steiny, I wasn't going to say nothing about this man, and you had to go and throw that out there. But listen, I think at the end of the day, the biggest thing with the Warriors, man, the young players that are good have to be role players. That is what they can accept. They can accept a Paz. They can accept a Moody. They can accept a Gee, because you don't become a focal point of anything. But the danger in that is those guys disappear when the main guy is out of there. Like, they kind of fall apart, right? And that has been the issue here. And you could go back to Anthony Edwards. We could look at a lot of these young players and ask ourselves, how much would they have developed? Would they be who they are now on this team? And I think we all can agree, probably not. Jordan Poole was able to get to that point and step out of being a role player, but look how he pissed people off when he did that. Look how he got punched in the face by one guy. Another guy throws his mouthpiece in the stands and hits somebody and gets ejected. Like, the players that dare step out of their role of being a role player, they kind of get the side eye treatment. So I think listen, they can adapt to young players, but you got to stay in your lane, Guru. And I think that what has happened, kind of what Priest said, this kid has never been a role player. So the coach wants him to be Sean Marion, right? the same Sean Marion that when he was a GM in Phoenix, he traded. But he wants JK to be that. You know what I mean? Mm. So when you haven't been a role player your whole life, and then it's like, I think you got to learn how to do that. And I think that's why young role players can succeed here, because they're going to kiss the ring. They're going to get the rebound and look for nobody but Steph or Jimmy. That's all they're going to do. And that's just, you got to stay in your lane. And the one guy that stepped out of that, you saw what happened to him.
Hey, Tim.
We all saw it.
Hey,
you
Tim.
Know? So that's all I wanted to say,
hey,
man.
Hey, Tim.
What's up, son?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that about the role players versus the star young players at all. I think that's kind of been proven. No. My question to you is: Were you the buddy who sent me the dog information on the Boxer and Gershon's work injury attorney's text line?
No. I haven't said anything, Stoney. No, man. I always just do it on the phone, man. Because I got you all the time.
I got you.
So I always.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Tim, before you go, I got to give you this. Okay. I was just going to ask you your thoughts on the Tim Kawakami report where Lacob looks like he wants to hold on to Jonathan Kuminga. I'm paraphrasing, but that gives me – I know you want him to leave. I want him to stay. But, Tim, when you hear that, do you think, you know what, he still might be wearing the yellow and gold?
I just read the article just now sitting here on hold, and I saw where he put a proposal of what could make it work. It's just hard for me, man. I want to see the young man get his chance to fly. I think we are underselling the fact that lineup against the Lakers when he did come back and he closed the game out with Jimmy, Dre, you know, it was a small ball lineup. I think there can be some things for the kid to be successful. I just think, Guru, at this point, I think the guy's mental makeup is like, come on, man. The guy just wants to play. I think we can get there. But, I mean, the fan base is so 50-50. Look, we're going to do this all next year. Every mistake he makes magnified. Every good thing he does, you got me people like me calling in to try and call that out. It's just, I don't know, Goo. I think he can be successful.
We'll see, man.
If they up the offer a little bit, he'll probably take it. But, I mean, it's risky on both sides, man. I'm glad that it hasn't gotten media nasty with things being said that they can't come back from, so that leaves it open like it could happen. But we'll see, Guru, man. You just never know, man. Yeah.
Thanks for the call,
Thanks,
man.
Tim. Appreciate it as always, buddy.
Oh, the 415, Steiny. Coming at me. Guru, quit using Butler's bruise butt as an excuse for his poor postseason performance. I think that hurt me and cut me so hard and deep that I let it go, and now those wounds are healing, and I'm just writing it off as he was hurt. But nobody rode harder on JB than
please.
I did about them shot selections, 11 and 8.
Right, so now
I went off.
Right, now you're saying he was hurt. So you got to lambaste him, and now you get to say, well, he was hurt.
No, it's like a good bottle of wine. You put it on the shelf or in the winery, Stanley, so you just let it sit. So it was just marinating. But boy, don't let that be a trend. You know, I need to see Jimmy at cook. Like the Big Face Coffee. They had a pop-up in the Mission, Sonny, Big Face Coffee. We got to get out there.
Yeah, I don't think you really.
I brought, you know what I do when
no,
it's done.
No, I mean,
to
it's
done.
Like, I would, man, that must be fun, though, seriously.
What? Coffee?
No. Just, Butler plays like he does in the postseason.
And I come in here and go off.
Oh, just go off.
And I almost needed security because people thought I was being too rough.
Yeah, but, and then at the very end, you get to say, well, but Sonny, I guess if he's hurt, it's okay.
No.
You get to vent.
Well, that's who
and
that,
then
that,
say, well, he's got.
Time went by. Time wounds all healed.
Go ahead.
Time heals all wounds.
There you go. There you go.
And that's what life's about.
There it is. Dude, this Kerr thing, I think I'm on to something.
What are you on to?
How do you bridge his possible departure, and it could just be a natural departure? It could have nothing to do with Kuminga's future, but if you're Kuminga and his agent, you're like, if he ain't here in year two of my, like, then that changes everything.
Kerr's future is not going to be determined by a 22-year-old with an inflated opinion of himself
reverse
wants to be a starter when he's a sixth man.
Reverse that. Well, Kuminga's future. That reverse that, Stoney.
Why are you under the assumption that whoever coaches the Warriors next is going to love Kuminga?
It's got to be a man. You won't get the job.
He will not. Yeah.
Yeah, let's build Minga around Rizzo, Jonathan Kuminga.
I'm not saying it to that degree, but Stoney, he's what you don't have a lot of, a young possibility. We can sit here and say that 4 years has been a failure, whatever you want to classify it as. Bottom line is dude showed the NBA he could ball against top-tier defense when the Minnesota team
was. He can score against top-tier defenses.
But you know
he
what I
can't
mean.
Ball out.
He is not a finished commodity. That's all.
No, he's not even a started
and
commodity.
And that's attractive to me.
He's not even a started commodity in any other. See, now. You know, now I got to respond to
the
this.
The truth is coming
this
out.
Crazy, you know, I'll be happy to talk about Kuminga in realistic ways, but we can't be talking about him like he's something he isn't, which is a star. You know, every once in a while I do see this, and I do kind of say, this is exactly right. And it is, we're talking about a sixth man.
Well, don't you get it? Maybe we're not talking about
a difference maker.
Because he hasn't had the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not polished.
He's only had 4 years here.
Steiner, he was 18 when he came in.
Right.
He didn't play at Duke.
Right. So you drafted a project. And
they did. Right. So there's okay, so everybody has some responsibility of him not being up and running.
My point is they drafted a project 4 years ago. What is he now? What is he? Mm. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app.
My bad.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Hey. Oh, sorry, man. Just excitement. What he should be is your future. And I'll leave that there.
Well, he hasn't improved enough to lead you to believe that he can be that player.
So when you say that, is that all on the young kid?
Most of it.
So you just get him out of here.
I didn't say that.
Well, how do you fix them?
They're effed, Goo. Mm.
It seems like it, but you gotta fix that, Stoney.
No, you can't. That's the point. Is I don't think you can. There's no easy way out of this. There's no good way out of this. And, like, again, whether I think Jonathan Kuminga's a star in the making or whether I think he's one of the most overrated players I've ever seen come into the league, the reality of the situation is the Warriors messed this up.
No, that nobody's
arguing that.
They messed
it up.
But I still believe it can be fixed.
I don't. And that's where you and I are different.
I wonder how the team feels, or do we know?
I think we know.
Kawakami, well, different version. Like Kerr might feel some type of way. I wouldn't be shocked. Well,
how do you really think, Jimmy? But do you really think?
Now, talk to me.
I don't think Curry, Draymond, and Butler really care that much.
And as much as that hurts me, it means something because they would have had some volume in regard to saying some positives about JK and maybe even preventing him from getting the DNPs, but that game in Portland at the end of the season, Stoney, where Curry looked back at the bench, I knew that wasn't good. But with that said, what can Curry, Dre, and Jimmy depend on if you get rid of Kuminga outside of them?
They don't believe they can count
Santos,
on Kuminga anyway.
I'm not even going in on Gee. I like him.
Do you think they believe?
QP3's not ready to start.
Who? Do you really think they believe in Kuminga, the big three?
No.
I don't either. So,
but who do you believe in? Okay, let's keep going.
Nobody. Mm. Because
now, when you
that's
keep it
the organization.
Like that.
The organization has not allowed anybody to blossom since Steph and Draymond and Clay and Durant have.
What does that mean? Allowed? Like I think Poole blossomed.
The Warriors have not had a young player good enough to demand 30 minutes a night of playing time. Not if you think you're going to win another title.
And again, I'm not doing this for effect.
This gets back to Curry, and it gets back to the organization, and it gets back to it's all about Steph. Okay, if you're okay with that, then quit complaining that you're going to lose Kuminga.
Stoney, how did Poole rise?
He really benefited from injury. But then and you know what happened? He embraced the role as a sometime starter, sometimes sixth okay. man. Has Jonathan? And by the way, in terms of like offensive players, I don't think Jonathan Kuminga's even in Jordan Poole's league.
I didn't say that at all.
Okay.
All right. That's a different conversation. But my point is, you know, I was talking to Bonte over the weekend. I don't want to dime him out. Nothing to dime him out about.
Mm.
But Steiny, he did share with me my sentiment about how when you find a positive on Kuminga in that playoff series against Minnesota, how fair it was to the young kid to then double back and say, okay, but those games didn't win those games. That's not all the story. The story was
part
there
were
some gains by this young 22-year-old who mentally could have been in the toilet. But Steiny, then when I try to have that conversation and give him some kudos for staying ready, Kuminga against Minnesota, then all I get is avalanche with they didn't win them. And that's where that's unfair. That's when you're really telling on yourself that you're not a Kuminga fan.
It's fair. It's fair to ask how Jonathan Kuminga impacts winning. That is a fair question. Like, where's my guy? Somebody always, if you start it like this, you can always get red.
Okay.
It's
secret sauce.
Steiny, you played basketball. Some players are rhythm players, and other players can come in and be the spark. J.K. is a rhythm player, and when he plays 30 minutes or more consistently, he puts up 26-4.
I agree with that.
But do you win? Like, that's the bigger question, and I'm not saying, well, he's the reason you lose, but I guarantee...
Do you feel like we found out yet? That's all I would say to you.
I don't think he's ready to be that at 22. He's not complete enough as a player.
But even with Curry and Butler... You're not asking him to be Michael Jackson, but you are asking him to carry a tune or two.
I don't know what that means.
Like, give us 18, give us 16, come off the bench, or you know what I'm
saying? Guru, do you believe
that should be able to help him?
Guru, you think Steve Kerr doesn't know that if you give Jonathan Kuminga 30 minutes a night, he'll probably get you 18 or 20?
He was in the midst of getting that before he got hurt. Yeah, he was in the mist.
But again, like they know that. They know he can give you 20, but it still is not enough.
Because you're saying to win.
Huh?
You're saying for victories.
Well, no, what I'm saying is everybody out there is saying, well, you can get 20 a game if you played 30 a night. Like, there's other stuff in basketball. Like, I'm not arguing.
All on him, too, either, though, to get that dub. Like, you know, you're saying that.
Okay, well, if you're going to be a one-dimensional player, then don't expect to play 30 minutes a game. Yeah.
Who was, I think it was Tim Steiny, and again, it's an outlier, but that Laker game on the road was everything. When he rebounded and did everything, you really
Right, and Patrick Bailey hit an inside-the-park homer.
No, I'm just saying, you do wonder why he can't just tap into that more nights than not. Like, I'm going against myself. Like, I am wondering how great you were that night. Why you just can't, why it's so hard for you to do that on other
Because
nights?
He's not good enough to be consistent in three phases of the game consistently. Some days he scores, some days he doesn't rebound.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, whether we like it or not, like, Steph Curry's got deficiencies too, but he's got four rings and he's going to the Hall of Fame. So, like, you're not going to ask him to more than he's doing.
I don't have the answers, Steiny. I'm just telling you.
I feel like I do have the answers.
What are they?
It's just so obvious why the Warriors are in this position and Kuminga is too. Like,
well, those are answers, but they're not solutions. We're solutions.
Well, there are no
here.
Solutions.
Well, they better come up with one by September.
Well, look, it'll play out, but it ain't going to be a solution. How can it be a solution? Nobody's happy with anything.
Well, you're going to have clarity.
Okay. Rizzotto, are you bringing back Kuminga?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I don't know how you can.
I don't either.
I don't understand how you can.
Oh, man, I mean, guys. I hear it, man.
Goo, I think you mentioned something that I've been thinking about a long time. And it was Steve Kerr's last time talking to Willard and Dibbs.
Oh, man.
On his weekly spot during the season.
Yes.
And it just sounded like Steve Kerr thought that there was no way he was going to come
back.
So I'm wondering what Steve thinks.
Risotto, I was like, Steiny, he kind of was, remember, we like, man, Steve, not in a good mood, but he's giving us all kind of stuff, man.
And at the same time, I'm not changing coaches. You know, it doesn't warrant Steve Kerr losing his job or anything.
Right, and Risotto, Steiny would, and I'm having fun with you, only he would make it seem like I was getting there. My point was, no, he's got 1 year left, and that's a natural conversation and thing that has to be worked out. Forget Kuminga, but you can't ignore, does one have to do with the other? And no way Lakewood would say, okay, Kerr, you're gone because I'm bringing Kuminga back. But I do wonder the flip side on Kuminga and his camp saying, hey, we'll bet on ourselves. And if this guy ain't back, then maybe the sky's the limit for me here in a Warrior uniform or the new toolage and a new voice.
The idea of, like, getting rid of Steve Kerr is such a joke, it's beyond a joke. What are they going to fire Steve Kerr for?
Oh, nobody
executing
said
the front office's strategy
No, I'm saying if Kerr is done.
My point is, Joe Lacob, Bob Myers, Mike Dunleavy, they gave Steve Kerr an ultimatum and an edict. And that was, you coach this team with one goal and one goal only in mind, and that is to somehow win a fifth title for Steph Curry. Mm. So when you tell Steve Kerr, that's your mandate, we got to stop asking why he doesn't play Jonathan Kuminga more than he's played him. Maybe Joe Lacob and the organization shouldn't have gone all in for Steph Curry, and we as fans and them as an organization may have embraced better this kind of soft reset that would have included Kuminga.
Yeah, yuck.
Trying to figure stuff out
like
here.
They still got – I loved last year up until Curry got hurt. We didn't know if they could possibly get to the WCFs.
Well, let me ask you this.
Seriously.
Okay, fine. Let's do it that way. Curry doesn't get hurt. Kuminga doesn't play. They beat Minnesota. Then they lose to OKC in six games. You signing Kuminga to a $50 million contract?
I would then think I would be more confident as a fan to say night-night. Like, we were able to win two rounds in the offs and get there. So, seriously.
But you said that. You said, I believe if Curry doesn't get hurt, we beat Minnesota. So that infers that you beat Minnesota, but Jonathan Kuminga. What do you mean?
I had him playing.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, no, you can't tell me what my mind reads.
Well, if you had him playing, then you probably would have had him losing.
Stop.
I got goo there, I think, a little bit, though.
Rosano don't think so. Look how he's looking at you. You got to get out.
Don't tell me when we got to get out.
No, I'm doing it for Risotto.
He's fine.
I never tell Steiny when he has to get out. He usually knows.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
One of the many things that I love, I love about my partner, is his ability to turn a phrase. And one of the phrases he uses... And I never let him know this, but I use it outside the building, but I just don't tell him, but I do like it. And the line is, you're telling on yourself.
it's
a great line. So let me, just help me to understand, because, and this information's been out there, which goes to show you that I'm pretty slow on processing some things. So... the Golden State Warriors beat the Houston Rockets in the first
seven games.
Round.
Yeah.
First game, first series.
Had Kuminga played more, it wouldn't have went seven. I'll leave that there and Curry's after he don't get hurt.
Jonathan Kuminga didn't play in four of those games.
Jesus Christ.
And then he got garbage time in the game seven victory. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So now we go Minnesota. Can we beat the T-Wolves? All right. Steph Curry's healthy, but he gets hurt early. And he's done for the series, but they win game one.
Yes.
They win game one. And of course, Kuminga doesn't play much in game one because everybody was pretty healthy. So you've maintained that they beat Minnesota with Curry if he's healthy.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay. But keep in mind then what you're saying is we beat Minnesota if Kuminga doesn't play a lot, gets some DNPs, because the way the season was going, he wasn't playing when everybody was healthy. Yeah. So you seem to think that the Warriors, you know.
No, I'm assuming Kerr would have looked at it. And I believe, I'm keeping it real, Steiny. I believe he would have looked at that length and all the athleticism that Minnesota had. And I'm assuming by default, Kuminga would have been out there playing. There's no doubt.
But why?
One quarter of Curry
seriously, why?
Was so good enough for to get the Warriors to win in that building after he missed the next three. Just because Kerr's smart enough to know that Kuminga and his attributes and DNA match up against Minnesota.
But they didn't against Houston?
No, I didn't agree with that. And they were up 3-1. I believe it wouldn't even got to game seven had you used Kuminga and not ran Curry in the ground. Just think about it.
Yeah,
Kerr's a made man, but think about what I'm saying. I don't think that's far-fetched at all.
I think
it's out there. Had you used your young stud, maybe you guys close their ass out in five. You don't go seven.
Or maybe you play them a lot in game seven and you don't advance.
Well, of course, the glass is half empty to you.
But I just think it's absolutely unrealistic to think Steph Curry stays healthy against the Timberwolves and Kuminga plays.
Oh, I'd like.
He was already being
phased out. But
yes.
No, but I not to for you to win that series, Steiny. And he played that game that Curry went out. He got in the game. I'm not saying we don't even got to discuss. Was it a plus or a minus? It was the fact that he played.
I know. I can tell you
that was his best work as a Warrior to me, man. Mentally and on the court, the fact that you got jerked around the way that you did, right or wrong, DMPs, and answered the bell and told the world, not just Kerr and company, F you, this is what I got in my bag, and I'm not going to go cry and hide. And he balled out.
Well, that's because he knew he was going to get 20 shots
a
night.
You hear that noise? Hater alert. Oh, they didn't win the games. But he balled out. Ask Naz Reid, giving them dudes headaches, trying to stop him.
He played 8 postseason games, and he was a minus in the plus-minus category 7 of 8 games, Jonathan Kuminga.
Now, I wonder how many guys – no, I'm being seriously, Steiny, on the team, you could tell me if they were a positive in all the offs. Was Draymond? I got to believe with what you recited earlier. I'm just asking. And, Dre, you're listening. I'm not hating.
My goodness. He's sorry, Dre. He's really sorry.
I almost went to his restaurant too, Mario Elliott. We had reservations. I had to get. I had somewhere to go.
What kind of food is it?
Help me out, risotto. The natural good stuff for you.
Organic?
That ain't wrong. I feel like this is $100,000 pyramid. Give it to
Draymond.
Mediterranean. I'll find it. Go ahead.
Draymond was plus. He was a plus in 4 of the 7 games against the Rockets.
What's overall?
And 1 out of 5 games against the team.
Oh, yikes. I think that's a negative.
So that is...
I think that Guru computer printed out.
But Kuminga was 7 of 8 negatives.
Yeah, we're talking about Dre, though.
He's 50-50. Because it was a 7-game series and a 5-game series. And so he got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, he actually 5 and 7.
So. Oh, Stein, they serve modern Afro-Latin Ethiopian fusion cuisine. I almost was there. He had reservations, Elliot 7.
Do they have fruit punch?
That might be some of my best work.
What?
When I referred to Stein, I ain't going Hawaiian.
Shout out Hawaiian.
Yeah. Bonte liked that one. A lot of people did.
Yeah. 415, that's a lie. Jonathan Kuminga helped them win game one, Stein. Yeah, he played 13 minutes.
Well,
he played 13 minutes in that first game.
It's I got to say something about you.
Go ahead.
There are some days and some segments that you are just, you are killer, like, and this is a compliment, Michael Jordan. And then there's others, you're like Pee Wee Herman. And I really believe if you think him coming back, Kuminga, to this culture, that Stoney, they would be so fragile.
Well, I'm not the only one. Most people believe, most people are on my side.
I'm talking to them too.
Yeah.
That's that, like, Stoney is ball at the end of the day. Like, they lived through this already. Him being kind of lightweight, disgruntled, but, you know, they let him
do it. And how did it work out? It's a distraction.
Well,
and I, you know what? How about this? Yeah. I love, and people get mad when I do this. I think his teammates are sick of him. How about that?
Wow. Lucas, wow, what's that? He came in with hot cookies. Yeah. Just save me some. That's all I'm saying.
Steiny didn't want to elaborate on Dre's plus minus.
No, yeah, he did. Hey, we all caught it.
What are you talking about? He had 12 games, 5 he was plus, 7 he was minus.
So I get the point.
How do you figure?
Because I said he was more minus than plus.
But John, what I'm saying is Kuminga was 7 of 8 games.
Right, but this has nothing to do with JK. I said put Draymond up, right, and what, I was right.
How about if I put Butler up?
That was the next one. Okay. Give me Jimmy. Because I'm not ready. Dude, the fact that you think I'm giving him a pass.
You're crazy. That's right. I said it. You're crazy. You're absolutely.
Dude, time's gotten by. You're I'm such always standing a lunatic. On that. No, please.
Let's see.
Give it to Stoney. He probably was a positive. More on. Come on. I got to believe on the guru computer, he passed
well,
out.
On the
positive.
Guru computer or on a real computer?
Mine.
Well, yeah, he might be. All right. Jimmy Butler in the postseason.
Come on now.
Plus 14. Minus 7, but that was only in
right,
7
we're 500,
minutes.
500, okay.
2. It's a plus.
Okay, wow.
Minus 23.
Oh, my gosh, Steiny.
Minus 12.
Oh, man. Oh, no. We got the answer.
10.
Still not enough.
Game 1, plus 15, uh-huh. And then 4 minuses.
Then minus 4?
Yeah, minus 4, minus 1, minus 30,
oh, yeah.
Minus 17.
Yeah, so he was, yeah. That's about what, and he was hurt. But boy, see what I'm saying? Just like, let's just keep the consistency
right.
When we talk about Kuminga. Well, who else on that train can we put on the autopsy
what
table?
What I'm saying is,
and bam,
Draymond,
Jimmy,
and Butler were like 5 and 5 plus, 7 minus, and Kuminga had 1 plus game.
No. Nope.
So,
boy, I just want this to get resolved, man.
I kind of don't.
And I know they do, too.
You know what? And I know I'm being, do they? According to you, Joe Lacob could end this like that.
This is why.
And he likes Jonathan.
This is
he
why.
He likes Jonathan Kuminga.
Lucas
but,
Alexander
but
will make my
for whatever
book.
Reason,
thank you, bro.
He is the owner, but he can't make anything happen.
No, he's your guy that texts the show. It's funny, Joe, if you're out there. Text him now. Tell him, give us a State of the Union.
Joe, you don't have to. I know what's going on.
Lucas, thank you. We got a hot cookie, baby.
Joe, no need to text.
No, I want
to
hear.
No need to call in.
That separates us. The fact that we got the show has that line. Use it. Just say, Joe.
I don't need to. He would say to you, yes, guru, I like Jonathan Kuminga.
I love
JK. But this
JK.
Is business.
Now, that I get.
It's a negotiation.
But he loves JK.
You've never.
What? Never what?
I've never negotiated like Joe Lacob.
Oh, that's I thought you'd say I never negotiated. I'm married. Come on now. Dude. And my fault, dude, I'm just throwing out my show airs today. The young Thundercat we have is celebrating. How did I miss that? I got to do better.
Well, that's what I said at the beginning of the show, remember?
Yeah. No, somebody text in.
No, I said... Jim Mole had sent a text, and I said, oh, this is a good one. Who's the next? I said, well, obviously we have to take Macklin Celebrini off
yeah.
the board.
But thank God for him, because there's no other Macklins, I don't think, anywhere else. And Kuminga's the closest thing to it with the Warriors.
Oh,
and I
boy.
Love pods.
That's a chasm wider than the Grand Canyon. Uh-oh, Marvin, who's being disingenuous, Guru or me? Oh, good. Let's bring it on, Marv. Let's go.
Oh, Marv.
Hey. I'm like that guy from North Carolina, Stein, and you're getting me.
All right.
I keep saying
which thing?
On the plus minus.
Oh, yeah, he's been killing it.
JK is plus minus 7 out of 8.
Yeah.
And Dre and Butler have five positive, 7 negative.
Yeah.
But those 5 positives came when Steph played. Like, you get rid of a Hall of Fame.
Oh, I did not do that, Mark.
You describe them to have a positive effect on the game. Come on, Steiny.
Yeah, get him, baby.
Well, he had a chance to cook, Marv. He had a chance to cook in a winning environment.
And the meal was good.
Well, no.
Well,
no, because your boy Butler, the $61 million player who says, hey, don't tell me how to play.
Yeah.
Like Guru said, you take 11 shots? Bruh.
Oh, that broke my heart, man.
Get real.
Thanks, Marv. Appreciate it.
That broke my heart.
I love Marv. He's a good sport.
Yeah, those feelings are coming back.
What?
Jimmy not shooting. I'm eating this cookie.
Well, he was hurt. You gave him a... You know, you gave him a pass.
No, I didn't give him a pass.
Yes, you did.
I almost broke a blood vessel.
Not anymore. You've taken it all back.
No, time's gone by. Don't you get it?
So you've
it's have baseball you, and football.
So have you
season.
Changed your opinion or
I'll never forget it. No, you don't change it. We don't do that. I don't do it.
So why did you say he was hurt?
Because it took so much out of me when it happened. You kind of just you don't want to go there. Someone might text me like you did go in on him. And that's what I'm here for. That hurt me.
And then you backed off and said, oh, you know what? He was probably hurt.
Well, because Stanley, I understand there were five months.
I could
after.
Never stay out on a limb.
Did you eat your cookie?
No.
Shut up and eat it.
I'm not eating it.
Dude, it is hot and good.
I'm sure it is good. Huh. I'm not going to.
Because you've been slim, Jim. You look good.
What's going on with Shannon Sharp? And
I can't wait for. Go ahead.
Is he like
gone?
He got fired, Stoney. They settled.
Is what happened to Shannon Sharp related to Joy Taylor?
No.
Didn't she get fired too?
Yeah, but she had her own issues. Yeah.
Okay.
She was sleeping with the boss, the higher ups, and then it got.
That doesn't sound like much of an issue to me.
Anyway,
I'm kidding.
Shannon settled his thing with the young lady. That was way younger than him. I won't go there. I'm disappointed in Shay Shay. But they let him go after he settled, and he thought he would be back on ESPN. So now in the streets, Donnie, the barbershops, everywhere, they're saying, hey, what's the relationship between Stephen A. and Shannon now?
Okay.
Because Stephen A. talked about he has bosses, yeah. And I'm going to put a rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. If I get your ass hired on First Take,
mm-hmm.
and then you go have – Bill Clinton's type stuff going on with somebody 30 years younger than you, embarrass me for bringing you on, and I'm mad.
Be careful.
You should have told me that before I hired you. So that's how I'm like, dang, but I love Shay Shay.
She was older than the age of consent, though, okay, correct?
Well, you have
we
that.
We must bring that up. Okay. Just for the record.
Okay. All right. You are correct.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. So he got fired from, he's got his, and listen, there was a $100 million deal outside of ESPN that Shannon Sharp was about to sign, and that's why they said he gave him momentum to go settle with this young lady because he thought he was getting 100 M's. That has disappeared. So you kind of think the situation, not just his First Take job, and I'm not counting his pockets like you always like to do, but the 100 milli for his podcast, that offer looks like it's gone away, and I'm hoping it hasn't. But, yeah, that's where we're at with that.
Gotcha.
GMZ.
Gotcha.
But I can't wait to throw the Michelle Obama question, because I love her, to Evan and Dibs, who are coming up.
Oh, yeah. Evan will have perspective on that.
Oh, my God. Well, his dad salivating.
Can I get Evan one more time?
Oh, my God. I'm salivating.
And let me tell you, he had a long weekend.
Who?
Evan.
How do you know?
Because he just walked past us like we are monkeys in a cage. You come in here and say, what's up to the big dogs? You don't just act... Okay, they put you on in the afternoon. Now you don't know us. I'll let them know.
This is from the YouTube chat from a guy named And, A-N-D, all capital. Okay. Steiny doesn't know ball. That's why he regurgitates Kerr 24/7, LOL. Call in, Mouth. What you call in, Mouth?
Oh,
wow. Come on, A-N-D.
Wow.
Come on, A-N-D. Come on, A-N-D. Let's talk some ball. Let me guess. Kuminga headed to the hall.
That's a weird assumption.
I know.
Niners got a game this week.
These new guys on the YouTube chat.
Yeah.
Need to learn some respect.
They're trying to get you. Don't you get it, Stein?
No, but the veterans, the San Jose Jazz, the Uncle Loomis.
Right. What are they saying?
The Chris A, the Pierce Evans,
what
the
Austins. What are they saying to you?
They
we got 500.
Show respect.
Yeah, they do.
This guy and I don't know who he is. Not sure.
You're great.
I don't like him. I don't like him early, Priest. I really don't. But thank you for the Real Housewives of Atlanta segment.
See, appreciate this is what you do. You build me up
up. I wanted to know.
Yeah, and I just gave it to you. I don't make this stuff up. And Evan's dad, he's our guy, Mr. Giddings. He goes, Michelle wasn't all the way wrong.
No, she was absolutely right.
Go ahead. I'm shocked that she's watching the Housewives of it. Like, how do you know what's going on there? She's too classy to watch that. And that's all
I'm
like,
she's not. So quit saying she's classy.
I'm dealing with.
If you just picked out two things she's done.
I can't believe you're watching that in your home. It is bothering me.
Maybe she doesn't watch and she just picked out a random show that she thinks is you know, like
Risotto and I got land in Union City for sale. Come with me after this show. Come on.
I actually think you're right. For example, like whenever
you guys got something going.
No, it's like I don't watch the Kardashians, but I guarantee you they're mostly what's wrong with society. Like I don't have to watch the show to know that as the late great Michael Urban would have said, they're bad for ball.
Oh God, rest in peace.
Kardashians are bad for ball.
But you're like my dad. If you were honest, it would be something, but you're like my dad with Facebook. I'm not on it. And then every time you see him, son, what was this about? Where'd you hear it?
No,
I thought you weren't on it, Pops. It's kind of, admit it.
I've never said I'm not on Facebook.
But you watch the Kardashians. You've watched the show.
Never seen the Kardashians. Ever. Ever. Well, and the next time you even intimate that I did,
I believe
we're going to have a problem. Like, we're going to have a big problem.
I believe you have. I believe you're right, and I'll say it. I didn't get into it.
That's hey, Giannis still hasn't, apparently Giannis still is deciding whether he's going to stay in Milwaukee or not.
Why don't you laugh? I'm tired of laughing.
Shams Charania reported that today from ESPN.
I mean, is there any individual in our world right now that's not an attention seeker?
Yeah.
Who?
Let me think.
Like, seriously, somebody that does something just for the greater good of mankind. Do you got to take a picture of your great dinner? Do you got to rub it in our face that your kids got good grade? What happened to just being happy and moving on? Do we have to capture everything?
Says the guy who captures everything.
I'm minding my own business. Let me take a picture of myself right now and post it. What are we doing?
I don't know. What are you doing? You lead the league in selfies. Hey,
Steiny, stop. I do videos for the gambling
exactly.
people.
Exactly. You lead the league.
Not look at me.
Well, it is.
Oh, my God. Is that how you look at it? I'm trying to give you a horse to bet on.
You're thirsty.
Oh, my gosh.
Not that thirsty. You know, publicity thirsty. Not the other
one. I'm trying to decide. No,
just
I don't
say Steiny right.
Anyway.
Yeah, says the gym selfie guy. We haven't had one in 3 days.
No, I went Saturday and I just take a picture of the 24-hour fitness to let you guys know I'm being honest to my body and my mind. It ain't about look at me. Oh my gosh.
What is it about?
Letting you know I'm putting in work while other people are doing the wrong things.
Shout out accountability.
Hey, this dude's going places, man. Hey, don't forget about me.
We got to get into some Niners tomorrow.
I'm ready, man.
Possibly.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I'll save it for tomorrow.
Sure.
All teams in the NFC that I think might be better than the Niners. I'll save it for, don't blow your wad, goo. Just say that. I'll save it for tomorrow.
Oh.
You sound like you still got something.
Well, I'm looking
like
at
Queezing. I'm like in the lungs.
Not 100% yet.
Yeah.
Show me. Yeah, I don't.
Don't let him get to you, man.
Nobody's getting to me.
You got off Twitter, so they did get to. They killed you.
Not anymore.
You back on?
No, I mean, I just, my life's so much better.
Steiny, you smile. There's no doubt. I would bend my arm.
Do you realize?
You get on there and, okay, and surf. You're just incognito. Shout out Richie.
Okay. Let me go to Twitter right now and show you that.
Steiny, I don't
believe
you. If
I go to Twitter, let's go, like, watch what happens.
Yeah, I get your disguise.
Let's go to Sham Sharani on Twitter. Shams.
All right. What are you trying to do here?
I'm telling you right now, the last tweet I have from Sham Sharania is from 2023. Now, I'm pretty sure he's probably tweeted since then.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's like, it's not coming through my feed anymore.
All right.
In other words,
Why
does it bother you that I'm not on Twitter?
Because you're perping, like you don't have the necessary skill set to say, I don't need it.
I like going on Facebook to see my old classmates.
Dude, I got
and
something
to look at the pictures. And then once every 2 weeks, I'll post something political.
Dude, you're pretty good.
Twitter, I'm not on Twitter. I'm just not. Instagram, yeah, I'll flip through there once in a while.
But what was your last Facebook post about ratings? People were thinking it was about your job. And I'm watching the comments like, no, he's not talking about their job.
Do you follow current events?
Yes.
Okay,
but some people thought you were talking about this show.
No, I'm not. But I am.
No, it was bothering me.
If you don't like the numbers, off the mathematician.
Oh, Steiny, I'm like, quit playing with these people. Tell them you're not talking about the job.
No, the nice thing is the society we live in right now, our ratings aren't very good, we'll just fire the Nielsen people.
I hate to agree with Steinmetz.
Thank you.
How did he not press that?
Our ratings are bad, but it's not our fault. It's the listener's fault.
Yep.
And the statistician's fault.
Yep.
And we're healthy, is it? We're healthy. You
we're
don't like
barely kicking.
We're healthy.
All right, that segment was brought to you by Safeway.